Pope names 22 cardinals and 36 finches. And he can name 30 kinds of mushrooms, ladies and gentlemen. Santorum wins in Iowa after a dozen Iowans are found hiding in the corn near Altoona. For Iowans, it was just another fight for the teat. I heard one say, okay, as far as they're concerned. No one flew over the cuckoo's nest, I think is really the name for this one. Eight votes is now known as a Romney mandate. Santorum ran away with the dull normal vote, so that really put him over the top. Okay. Maybe I had to itch my ear there. Michelle Bachmann acknowledges reality for the first time. So that was a breakthrough. Next for her, Marcus. Of course, she won the pastors but lost the congregations, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen that before, haven't we? All makes you long for that voice of reason, George W. Bush, doesn't it? The deciderer. Where is he now? What people don't know is that Romney bet $10,000 to win by eight in Iowa. So he cleaned up pretty good there. In other news, CeeLo Green angers John Lennon fans by changing his lyrics on New Year's Eve to I Wanna Hold Your Ham. Offended a lot of people, you'd be surprised. The high point, actually, of the events in Times Square was when Calista Gingrich threw herself over the Tiffany ball when they were trying to lower it. Okay. In still other news, Apple to introduce Doomsday Cloud at the January event. That's a big event. And a shortage of Adderall threatens to lower GPAs across the country. Adderall shortage, what are they going to do at the university? Jobs, manufacturing, markets, and the weather all up. 2002 could be a boomrock Obama year, ladies and gentlemen. Hello? Boomrock. Boomrock. Not bad for a crony capitalist.
That's right, crony capitalist.
Yes. Whatever that means. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. Good. I thought it was just me. I didn't get that. In a recess appointment, President Obama replaces John Boehner with Alec Baldwin. He can do it. It's in the law. John McCain albatrosses Romney.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I thought it was good when I wrote it, but I could rethink that. Standard & Poor downgrades Hungary to goulash rating G+. Barnes & Noble puts Nook and Cranny. J.C. Penney's endorses Santorum. He's wearing all their stuff. You know, you can't deport every kid who mouths off to Colombia. You know, I think that's getting right. On. Still, she shouldn't have said she was Pablita Escobar when the cops asked her name. You know, that was a mistake. European Facebook worm proves 50 million Frenchmen can be hacked. Okay, maybe not. We're taking it out. All this goes out in the mix. It's just a run through. John Huntsman denying he is the Manchurian candidate says that Raymond Shaw is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life. Okay. See the movie, you'll know what I mean. Okay. Romney in New Hampshire, old Mitt in the mountain. But they are seeing a lot of sweater vests on the slopes of New Hampshire these days, so that's could be something in the wind there. Santorum confuses same sex with some sex marriage. The difference between Ron Paul and Rick Santorum is Paul is smart, stupid. No, that's bad to worse for Demi Moore, now playing Gloria Steinem. Boy, that's been quite a slide for her, huh? Gloria Steinem. Ashton was supposed to play Hef originally in that movie, which, the Playboy part of it. Hello? Okay. Nobody's as old as me anymore. That's the problem. They don't know any. All my references are gone. President, I need a shave-a-bad, says the Strait of Hormuz is Iran's hillbilly Riviera. The Chinese space station fails to attain orbit at 25 miles per hour. We're almost through with this. We're gonna get together. We can get through this. This is good. Credit libel added to blood libel as the Saudi hackers release Israeli credit card numbers. So there. A German burns L.A. in Dresden reprisal. Wisconsin's Governor Walker gives Oregon's governor 30,000 jobs to satisfy the Rose Bowl bet. Usually they give him usually it's a case of beer or something.
And I don't some brats.
I think he went overboard on it. I really do. There's so many applications in Wisconsin. Some guys are obviously packing more than one weapon these days. We're talking cargo pants and bandoleros, you know. President Obama downsizes the military to call of duty black ops. And finally, and I mean that, Van Halen reunites and will tour as soon as the lift is installed on the bus. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much, and happy 2012.